Hey, come on in. Come on. Yep. All right, inside. There we go. Okay. Hi. I'm so glad you were able to get here on time. I was kind of worried that, what with all the stuff going on, it might be a bit hard to get out for, you know. Hey. Happy Thanksgiving. Come on in. Is it cold out? I mean, it sounds pretty fearsome, but I didn't have to walk through any of it. I almost asked if you found the place okay. Of course you did. I mean, you've been here before. Alright, so, here's the plan. I still need to keep cooking, so I'm going to be coming back and forth from the kitchen. And you can sit here on the couch with your phone. Just relax and care about anything. The Wi-Fi password's the same. It should connect automatically unless... Have you changed your phone? Oh, that's nice. That's nice. You deserve nice things. Anyway, the point is that you can just sit here and let's get that blanket on you. Yep. There we go. All right. So, I guess we're kind of doing a sort of a semi-Balinese thing this Thanksgiving, where I'm going to be making just a lot of little things, and we'll have them in little bowls, and you can take what you like. I don't have a big table, and, you know, there's not going to be a lot of us here, so it doesn't really... I didn't think it was a good idea to go for anything as big as a full-size turkey or anything like that, and, you know... Not everyone wants to eat meat, so... Yeah. So, it's been a lot of little experiments and small, special dishes. I've heard there's a strength to the idea of eating the food you always ate. And that's meant to, like, take you back to the way Thanksgiving used to be. Because scent and taste are really powerful activators. So I guess that's kind of why I've been trying with this array of food here, is I'm trying to make sure I've always got something here that you probably haven't tried before necessarily. Because I know that the earlier Thanksgivings and the things you might have been expecting to deal with today, aren't good, and I want there to be something that helps you activate this memory, this new one, with your new family, with the people who care about you and value you for who you are, and not for who we told you had to be. Right? Just want you to know that. I want you to be able to remember at all times that you're loved, even when it's hard. I should probably turn the news off, shouldn't I? Alright, give me a minute. I mean, the main thing I've been spending my time doing in the lead up to this was just looking up different desserts and what things could go into desserts, what things weren't allowed to go in, and, you know, making sure I got everyone's dietary needs checked off. I know, it's just going to be us, but I wanted to make sure I didn't do wrong by you, because I wanted this act to stand out in your mind as an act of care and an act of respect, because these things about you aren't arbitrary actions meant to earn credit from your family or impose demands on them. They're things about you that matter to you. They're things that matter because they matter to you. And I guess what I'm saying is that by making this food for you and sharing this day with you, I wanted to tell you that I love you. And that you are okay and that you are good. And that's it. There doesn't need to be special qualifiers, or your grades, or or, you know, the connections you've made at school, or how well you're doing at work, or how well the work search is going, or anything like that. You matter. You just matter. That's it. You don't need something else to qualify that. All right. Anyway, should be done real soon, all right? If you want to get a nap, that's okay, too. You've had a long travel. Night-night. I love you. I'll wake you up soon.